Wow, dude, what are you doing? That's illegal.
They're fake little knives, dude.
That's what she said, but I don't think so, dude.
Well, first of all, yeah, maybe they're fake. Hopefully they're fake.
Whoa. I'm on a mission to revolutionize the travel industry for all.
Yo, honey, let me tell you one more mixtape.
One more mixtape, and then I'll be able to afford this chairlift. Get you up these stairs, baby. You're going to see the upstairs one day, I swear to God.
James was baby, but he did.
I did.
But no, just has little patches of hair.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I knew
it. It's weird because there's more hair around my nipples than anywhere else on my body.
Is that true? Even around your pito?
Even around the pito, dude.
Wow.
And we're not talking about kids pito, obviously. Yeah. This is,
Are you lying? Is that for real? You're a little skinless, fucking hairless little rabbit.
Dude, speaking of
hold
pito.
Hold on, dude. What the hell?
Check this out. Check the
are they good?
They're made out of peas, dude. Yeah.
If it was pitos, it'd be my dad. Get it? Because I'm Hunter Biden. That'd be too soon for that joke. But speaking of candidate leaders, you know, Trump, not a big fan of him, supposing my father.
Yeah.
And he was just saying some nonsense this weekend.
Was he really?
Once again.
When is he not?
But you have a better chance of being struck by lightning than hitting a whale with your boat. There has only been, listen to this, one such whale killed off the coast of South Carolina in the last 50 years.
Yep.
But on the other hand, their windmills are causing whales to die in numbers never seen before.
It's crazy.
Nobody
dude,
does
that's
anything
wild,
about
dude.
That.
Those statistics
washing
are crazy.
Up and show. I saw it this weekend. Three of them came up. They wouldn't, you wouldn't see it once a year. Now they're coming up on a weekly basis. The windmills are driving them crazy. They're driving the whales, I think, a little batty.
Hell yeah, dude.
Chris James.
And Nick.
He's connected.
Good news.
And I'm just a transphobe, roll that sh**. And I laugh.
Fuck. Beep, Lord.
Jewish. What the hell?
I don't know how I got home.
It's a Chinese Chuck E. Cheese, dude.
Who do you think you are, dude?
Who do you think you are?
Welcome to the show, everybody. Oh, God.
That beer's done.
The windmills.
You okay there? You're right there, Hunter.
The windmills are taking out the whales.
Oh, dude, is that fucking nicotine rush thing?
Does anybody see my laptop? Just kidding. Here it is. This gun is prescription.
Hunter,
it's a service animal.
It's a service gun.
Hello, everybody. I'm Hunter Biden. It's good to be here. The Edisons are playing Side Pony this year. Festival, November 10th to the 12th. Dude,
nice. Sick.
Side Pony Festival, sick. Where's that at?
Bisbee, Arizona.
Bisbee, Arizona, folks.
So I hope you guys can all make it. That's a burn.
Dude, it does burn. What's up, folks? I'm Pedro, and goo goo gaga, goo goo gaga. And to my right?
Yeah, you went sexy baby, dude. That's crazy.
Sexy baby. That's the only kind of baby I know, dude.
What's up, everybody? I'm Chris James, homo thuggin. What's going on? Happy Halloween month, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
What'd you say?
Halloween's kind of an interesting holiday to me, I think, because it means different things depending on how old you are, right? Like, if you're a kid, Halloween is scary. Mm. But if you're an adult, Halloween is sexy. Mm. It's kind of like Epstein's Island.
Mm. Ooh.
Not funny, but, it's clever. It's more clever than funny.
I thought it was funny.
More an observation.
She thought it was funny. She just forgot to laugh, dude. You know how fucking cholas are, dude.
Have you ever heard of the saying, so funny I forgot to laugh?
Yeah, dude.
Literally.
And joining us today on the podcast, we've got Kinsey and Autumn. Beep, 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 beep.
Dude, that's a little skonka. And little little lurker over there, dude.
Those cholas.
Catch me lurking.
Yeah.
Dude, that cholo looks like it was born early.
Came out of the womb.
Yeah, preemie cholo.
Preemie cholo, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
That's my fucking street name, dude.
The papa was premature ejaculation and the madre was premature birth, dude.
Damn.
It sucks.
Well, that's how life does.
The crip walk came right in, though. It's nice. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But windmills, man. Windmills are fucking the whales up.
What the fuck
and
is he talking
enough about this.
Trump obviously is. What the hell is he saying?
Dude, the whales keep swimming into the windmills, dude. And they're
holy
they're
shit.
Flying into them.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking them up.
Speaking of whales flying, dude. We talked about this last time you were on here. It's this like social influence, this plus size influencer, and
holy
she,
shit,
she wanted the planes to have like accommodate two seats, right?
She's a plus sized influencer, J Bay Official on Instagram.
No, she's kind of hot.
Yeah. She petitioned.
Kind of hot. She's a whale. No.
I'm so thankful we're talking about this because I have like regretted my decision ever since that podcast. I literally was like, they should get two seats because the poor person sitting next to them.
That's what I said. And nobody agreed with me on that.
I literally thought about it like for that whole night. And I was like, oh. Yeah.
Well, now she wants more than just a free extra plane seat.
No, I'm not okay with that.
What do you think it is?
I'm not okay with that.
What do you think she wants?
She wants bigger bathrooms.
Well, she had said that. She wants bigger like, yeah.
Some sort of more food accommodation on the plane, better food on the plane.
Nope.
So this is travel related.
You stupid, Cholo. Yeah. Cholo.
You trying.
Hello, preemie. Shut up.
Don't talk to my baby like that.
I'm your baby.
Now she's calling for hotels to enlarge the hallways.
Hey, I would not have thought of that one.
Are you kidding me, dude?
Bigger for you.
They're already pretty big.
Like, dude, that's what I'm saying. No, there's like, literally like a room on that side, a room on this
like
side, and there's like
big.
She goes at sideways. Least, like, she's scooting through sideways to the hallway.
Pardon me. Ringing every doorbell and every door on the way down.
The hallway's three people big. So is she.
No, at that point, if you're really not that, like, if you're really that big, like, you can't even walk. Like, your bones,
well, you know
your
what
bones are fucking breaking, you know? Your bones are broken.
You know what it is? I think she wants to walk alongside her partner, hold hands down the hallway.
She doesn't and it's have just, a partner.
What? Yeah, she does, too. Wheelchair?
It's a small black guy, remember?
It always is.
Yeah, it always is.
That's how that one motherfucker died under that fat bitch that one time, you remember?
What?
That's racist.
That one bitch. No, she killed him.
But well, here she is. She's going to present her case and we can decide. She's got.
Yeah, let's stop ragging
here,
on this lady.
Let's start.
I might be with her on this, honestly.
I'm on a mission to revolutionize the travel industry for all. The needs of plus-size travelers matter just as much as anybody else. And today I'm going to cover what we are looking for in accessible, size-inclusive hotel amenities. We deserve an environment that respects our needs and body diversity. These are the exact steps that hotels can take to be more size-inclusive and accessible.
You hear that, Hilton?
The steps the hotels can take that I can't take.
She literally ran out of breath after one of those sentences.
That's why she had to record it in three seconds.
It's cut so much, dude.
But what I love about this so much, too, is that she wants like bigger hallways. She's an influence, like a fat influence. Whatever you want to call
body
it.
Body positivity,
body diversity influencer. Didn't you hear her?
Jeez Louise!
No
man.
Other person that size is even getting out of bed or off their couch. So it's so funny. Like she's just making money traveling. Like on
good
on
for her. Honestly,
she's the only one doing it.
Right. Good for her.
You know what I mean?
You don't see fat people in foreign countries.
All the other fat bitches are like, "Sit the fuck down, Deborah. Fucking, our knees are broken. Get out of here."
She's probably like,
"Oh, they're
12.
Like, we would stand with you, but we can't. So we'll sit in our mobility scooter and cheer you on.
Maybe
roll
she
out.
Meant doorways, maybe.
That makes sense.
Oh, doorways makes sense.
Makes
sense
but
actually.
She says hallways though.
Because she's a dumbass fat bitch. Yeah.
She's got ten. She's got a list of 10 things
in a bigger hallway. That's something her partner never asked for.
Oh.
I'm talking about a vagina.
She's fat.
Goo goo guy.
Provide sturdy number one on the list. Provide sturdy wider chairs without armrests. In guest rooms, lobbies, and common areas to accommodate different body sizes and types.
Hey, who has bathrooms? Did you say bathrooms?
Or that yeah, I guess bathrooms.
Nice job.
Yeah, she did say toilets.
Maybe don't she fucking wants, sit all the time.
She needs like a fucking throne, like something.
Dude,
like
she
a,
needs
like
a
an iron toilet.
Chair, a lazy boy chair with just a cut out in the middle.
Right.
For those fat bitches, they'd love that.
Yeah,
well, dude. That's all her
I
friends.
I would love that, but I mean,
she wants
I don't need it yet.
Generally, bigger size chairs. Maybe society's just not allowing her to sit.
Right. Bigger chairs and stronger chairs.
But that's the problem.
Reinforced chairs.
America's already the biggest fucking country.
Let's
what do
get
we
bigger,
want?
Dude. Oh, let's get bigger.
No, like we want health. And,
come on, Hunter.
And, you know,
oh, come on, Hunter. What's going on here?
Yeah, we don't need health insurance. We need stronger chairs, dude, for the things to sit.
I think so.
Not the baby.
Yeah, give the baby the fucking drugs.
Just like a. Oh, well, actually, I'm not going to make that comment.
That's racist.
All right.
Okay.
Number two on the list: ensure beds with strong support and a higher weight capacity, along with providing reinforced chairs and wider bathroom facilities.
Sleep on the floor.
Wider bathrooms, stronger beds.
The floor's not comfortable,
dude.
How
many beds did she fuck up?
Stronger beds?
She's fine. We need stronger beds. She already has a bed built in.
How many beds?
I know.
How many beds has she broken?
She had to have broken a couple to be like talking about
how many beds has she eaten, dude? this is ridiculous.
She walks in, she's like, I'm fucking hungry.
We need stronger beds. I chomped right through this one.
She walks in, she's like, is this cake?
Over under, has she broken more than 10 chairs?
Over.
Under.
I'm going to go with over.
Under. But her sister.
I'll take that action.
Over. Over.
I'll take the action.
Wait, that was opener 1, 2. Number 3 on the list.
Number 3. Make elevators and hallways spacious to allow for easy movement of larger individuals and those utilizing mobility devices.
Can you
just
imagine?
Ride the elevator down by yourself, bitch.
But she has to. She literally.
Should fit. It goes so fast.
She should
it's
fit.
Tower
she's
of Terror.
Her head sometimes gets cut off.
If somebody's like, hey, hold the door. And then they look at her, they're like, never mind.
I'll wait.
Go, yeah.
You know what? I'll take the stairs.
I'd rather imagine the smell than.
That's
smell.
Exactly. Yeah.
She probably smells good because she like overcompensates for. Yeah.
No, she
There's
does not
no
smell
way
good.
She smells good.
It is not
Dude,
true.
Dude, I bet you she smells good.
Impossible.
You know,
let's get her on the line.
Hey, Deborah. Hi, how are you doing today?
Deborah, so we're just fat shaming you.
If you're a great big fat person and you're watching live, please call in and tell us how you smell.
How bad do you smell?
Number 4, install grab bars in showers and near toilets. Offer adjustable handheld shower heads and raised toilet seats for added accessibility.
She needs a handheld shower head to even wash herself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
my dude. Grandma needs grab bars. We just bought her some the other day.
No, dude. She's got a handheld shower head. She stinks, dude.
Oh, yeah.
She just, I mean...
Yeah, she wouldn't absolutely. Be able to get in there. Yeah.
Dude, honestly, though, she probably can't lift her arm up past her fucking head.
Whoa,
so? Kenzie.
Yeah.
Why would you say
baby? What?
The argument still is with Kenzie. For our sake, I would think to accommodate some of these things.
Mm.
For...
Must have been a woman, and I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
Tell them to
hey,
shut
yo,
up,
she's
dude.
A cholo Loki. Today. Don't disrespect her like that. I have to whoop your ass, motherfucker.
Premi Cholo makes a point.
One on the board for Premi Cholo.
One on the board, dude.
Number 6, provide pool lifts and handrails at the end.
Forklifts?
She wishes.
Provide forklifts.
Please provide forklifts so that fat people can swim.
She's Small like crane. Jabba the Hutt over here. Take me to the pool.
Speaking of whales.
Holy shit, she washed offshore.
She's so demanding. It's crazy.
It is insane.
One video gets popular and she's like 10. I'm like, bitch, you deserve that one.
I know. Imagine her food order if this is what she wants from hotels.
What does she do in the ocean then? That's my question.
That's true.
She floats, up. Dude. She floats.
She's buoyant.
She's petitioning to God. We need handrails in the oceans.
Number 7. Hotel restaurants should have roomy seating options and sturdy chairs.
Their food menu should be more
abundant. Comfortably.
Sturdy chairs. She's all about sturdy chairs.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, in some restaurants, let's say when I was pregnant, the booths were hard to get into. So for a fat person who's even fatter than that, it's like, that's rough, I feel like.
She just
sure.
sounds very insecure about the chairs.
Kinsey or that?
Thank you.
She lived with the fear of chairs everywhere she
Yeah,
went.
Dude, wouldn't you be insecure about
dude,
chairs if you were that
sides,
big?
Oh, absolutely.
The sides on them bothers them because their chunkiness hits the sides. That would bother me too, but it's like, bitch, go on a walk.
Yeah.
Like,
she's trying, but the hallways are too small.
she can't breathe outside here. She's like...
Yeah, what's eating Gilbert Grape over here?
She's never eaten a grape.
Have you seen the videos of those people that like try a vegetable for the first time? They're just
No, that was me about like okay, actually when I was like 11, first I tried an avocado. That was how
for
it was.
For the first time?
For the first time.
I was like, I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to eat an avocado.
Like, even lettuce until the last 2.5 years, I was like disgusting, but now I can eat it. It's good.
Good for you.
It's all right.
Yeah,
it's
congratulations.
Good for you,
can we get a round of applause for
you? Please.
For little skunk over here.
I need it.
What was it before that? It was just like all chicken nuggies and mac and cheese?
Yeah. I mean, you know, just sandwiches, no lettuce, no tomato. Basic shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I can eat shit like that. Like mayonnaise,
just
ketchup, always have loved, but not.
Bread, meat, and condiments.
Veggies, no. But until now, I can definitely eat them, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Hunter, chill out, dude. Holy shit.
As Sorry. A gay thug, I love vegetables.
Cucumbers.
Number 7, hotel restaurants should have...
We already heard this one, lady.
Number 8, offer larger beach and pool seating. Provide oversized loungers and seating at the beach and pool areas.
For the
allowing travelers of all sizes and abilities to be comfortable.
Hey, she's got a point on that
get
one. She got me on that
garbage
one.
Garbage bag, bitch. Sit on it. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
They need oversized lounge chairs.
They're always pretty big.
And they need to be stronger also. If there's one thing we've learned, chairs.
She's like, I need 8 2x4s.
Yeah, dude. Chairs need to be reinforced.
Anytime you go to a hotel and you see a broken chair, a lounge chair, that bitch.
I want
there.
You to remember this face.
I just imagine her on the floor in like many situations, beach, parties.
Fuck!
Yeah, dude. She's on the floor with a bust, broken pieces of chair beneath her, just like.
Do you know how embarrassing that is, dude?
We need to revolutionize the travel industry.
Second time this week.
This bitch is just out to get free shit, dude.
She's crying. I'd probably feel bad for her, actually.
Because my black boyfriend stopped taking me to Doubletree.
That's racist.
We had the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
With the reinforced chairs and the pool grabbing handles or whatever. I don't know.
Number 9. Hotels should provide size-inclusive bathrobes. These should go up to a size 6X and beyond.
And beyond?
Or plus-size-friendly towels.
That's what it says on the tag.
All sizes and abilities can use them comfortably.
So that travelers of all sizes can dry off.
I want to go back to it because, like, literally,
I thought you were
going to
say
talking.
I want a 6X robe.
Loki,
that's like a queen size blanket.
Back to, like, at the point that she's talking about and, like, the people that she's fighting for, like, they don't leave their houses. Like, they are fucking bedridden.
That's what I'm saying.
They are fatties, which not I'm all sorry of them. To say. Most of them maybe take one day a walk, like, one walk a day. I think so. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, on 600 plus pound life. Yeah. No, they get their peasants to do it. They get their, what's that word?
DoorDash.
No. Well, yeah, true.
They're live-in helpers.
Enablers.
Enablers. Oh, yeah.
They're underground rappers.
They're feeder.
They get the SoundCloud rappers to do it?
One more mixtape, baby.
Yo, honey, let me tell you, one more mixtape,
and then I'll be able to afford this chairlift. Get you up these stairs, baby. You're going to see the upstairs one day, I swear to God.
Then I'll get a job. I don't need a job. I'm a rapper.
Yo, is that something that goes into bigger people buying houses? Like, their thought process? Be like, if this got stairs, I can't do that.
Right? Yeah, probably.
It's got to be, right?
I want to know, was she asking for bigger toilets? Is that what she asked for in
the
last
video? She wants bigger, stronger toilets.
She wants sturdier.
Deeper toilets.
She said wider, and she also said she needs a grab rail.
Like, I wonder if she even knows if she's actually, you know, I don't, wow. Well,
yeah, how does she line it up, right?
Yeah, we got to, like, aim
that. It's pretty easy to line it up, dude.
Feel it out.
She has to lift up the toilet seat so that she has a little more room. You know?
Guys,
oh my God.
She's lived.
Like, that shit's so cold, you guys. You don't understand.
I've always seen wide hip women and wonder they lift the toilet seat.
They must.
Like, yeah.
No, dude. No. She's lived with her asshole for fucking, how old is she? Like 26 years. She knows where her asshole is and where it
you
poops.
Think?
Yeah.
She's 26.
She knows where her asshole is and where her mouth is.
Yeah, because she's the only one touching that asshole.
That's not true.
Nobody else
not
is fucking touching that shit.
That's not true.
That's true. Young MC.
Ask Lil Premi over here. He's had a couple of fatties, dude.
Yeah, young MC, dude.
That's racist.
Oh, God.
Hey, Vato, you been having those fat chicks around you or what?
Yeah, what's it like hooking
you
up with a fat chick, Lil Premi?
Shit, bitch.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Lil Premi. So
only do when I'm fucked up, you know, let me tell you. It's all good.
They That's not true,
stinky,
dude. I saw you last week.
It is stinky. See, dude, I told you it's stinky.
You get past the smell.
You like
you're
it.
Good, bro.
If you're drunk enough, you like it. It's like dirty.
Exactly. Sober, no.
You got to put a little bit of Vicks vapor rub under your nose.
Yeah.
That pussy smells like a probiotic.
You could fuck me.
That's fucking bro. Live cultures in there, dude. Yeah.
Millions of enzymes swimming around.
That's why it's so healthy.
And lastly,
number 9. Hotels should provide size-inclusive bathrobes. These should go up
bathrobes?
To a
size-inclusive bathrobe.
I do agree with that. I do agree with that one.
All right, I'll
agree.
But
with
you know what? Sure. You know what it would be? It'd be like the hotels asking for your weight, and then they'd be offended by that. You know,
true,
they're just
yeah.
trying to accommodate no, your true. 6X fucking bathrobe. But if they put that in like the list that you fill out before, I'm good, thank you.
6X is insane. And she said and beyond. I'll hit that.
That tag, the tag on the robe says 6X and beyond.
And beyond.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
What is she, Fat Lightyear?
That deserved more. I had a drink in my mouth, dude.
You did deserve more for that. I had a drink in my mouth. In the middle of ingesting drugs.
Consuming.
That's for the listeners.
Consuming sins.
Viewers.
That was it?
Nope, we got one more.
Now she just can't talk. She has a chicken nugget stuck in her throat.
Number 8. She's choking.
Oh, jeez. Okay, well, there's a number 10 somewhere, but I can't find it.
That's cool, man.
Well, what?
Producer issues.
So let's talk about what things should we do first? What should the hotels do first?
I think bathrobes would be the easy go-to.
We got like 6 of the 10 items were... We need stronger chairs. She's really concerned
doors,
about chairs.
Doors, for sure. Doors is actually a negotiable one in my opinion.
Yeah, I think we can find a compromise between chairs and doors. Sorry, lady, we can't knock down the whole hotel to make the hallways wider for you.
But the wider's just like, oh, bitch, that's enough.
Yeah, but we can make the door wider.
Yeah, the entryway to a lot of establishments, I feel like, could be... Well, now, you know, a lot of establishments have the double door, the double swing-up doors, dude. So,
What I'm thinking, I think the... Logistically, as a hotel owner, I'm thinking that you make the restaurant booths bigger. This fat bitch is eating there. She's spending her money.
Yes, and if she's comfortable, she ain't gonna leave. Mm-hmm. You are so smart.
Damn, little skunkers. Yeah, but
you want table turnover. You do want table turnover, though.
Let's do a little to surprise.
Whoa, dude, what are you doing? That's illegal.
You got this shit on the computer. Get it off, Hunter.
My bad, Hunter, my bad.
Google, explode.
Dude, you got
perfect. Dogs are going crazy.
Oh my god!
We better get out of here. We better get out of here.
Dude, it's Hunter Biden, 3 gangbangers, and a baby,
and a gay cholo, dude.
Now that's a mixtape.
Oh yeah, dude.
Checks out.
I just saw what you had on that laptop. You got naked pictures of this baby on your laptop.
What's going
dude, what
on?
The fuck?
I let you take those in.
What
you know,
the heck,
secrecy.
Dude?
That's not my laptop. I lost it.
You lost your
laptop. I took it to the dry cleaners.
Dude, I just got that laptop from the dry cleaners.
Oh, shit. How much money do you need? My dad can pay you off. He's not picking up his phone right now. He's probably taking his 10th nap of the day. He's taking a little cat nap right now.
Hell yeah.
My daddy's taking a nap.
Bitch, we know your daddy's in the fucking ice chambers right now.
This is a complete circle back, but did you see that the video of Trump making fun of Biden, like coming off the stage? He's like, oh no, look.
Oh, he steps left, steps right. I know there's a step back.
That should be all we need.
It should be all we need. It's so funny.
That's great.
It should be all we need.
That should be all we need.
It's not.
It's not, though.
Should be.
Yeah.
We're
it should
about,
be
dude.
All that we need.
She's talking about Trump 2024. She's one of the Latinos for Trump.
Latinx for Trump. Latinx for Trump, dude, please.
Okay, sorry.
These skunk guys over here, Mike.
He's such a baby, dude.
Tribute, dude.
Cholex, bro.
Oh, Cholex. I like that.
Listen, thank you.
All the kids are under the age of 15. Come on up here.
What's that chick's name? J-Bay?
J-Bay official.
J-Bay, shout out. You could probably lose some weight, but that's not up to me. So I hope the hotels...
Did she call us?
Yeah. Hotels worldwide could spend billions of dollars accommodating you, or you could like go for a walk.
You could, but...
If we get famous, that's the first thing we'll do.
Oh yeah,
that's your word. You have it.
I'm not dirty
chairs. I'm
fuck
making
you guys.
We're fucking doing it. We're fucking doing it.
I think we should just add a bunch of stairs everywhere. That would be the most proactive thing for them.
Mm, I like
They would. They don't have any
that's
mental
a great
capability.
Point.
What a
they
progressive chola, Holmes.
Stairs, homie. You ever seen that stairs?
Yeah, you ever
stairs
heard of
every
stairs?
Which and every way. It's
they
over
have
my
to
bed.
Go upstairs to go to the bathroom somehow. Like,
yeah.
Fucking kill.
Yeah, all bathrooms have to be upstairs.
They would piss themselves.
What if they finally reach
they'd
like
break
a
break through the second floor?
That's why the toilets have to be sturdier, Nick. You get it now,
I
dude?
I do get it.
It's all connected.
She's crushed more children than Jeffrey Epstein.
I don't co-sign that.
His island was like Halloween, you know.
Yeah, scary.
Scary for kids, sexy for adults.
Right. Yeah.
Man. Some
guys like, second time.
Some adults like playing golf. My dad likes playing Jeffrey's Island, I guess, dude. Hope he gets 4 more years, though, so he can be out of all this trouble with a gun.
Do you think he's going to pardon you?
Rule. I had one rule. Not to do crack cocaine and go buy illegal firearms. It's hard.
At least you threw it in that dumpster behind that playground, dude.
True.
That was responsible, at least.
Damn, how you disobeyed your father.
That's you're like, only I can't rule. Have this gun, dude. I gotta get rid of this.
My dad said no. Throw the fucking gun.
The kids will definitely have a gun. I'll get them on then.
Oh, heck yeah.
They'll
dude.
Fucking fall for it.
Well,
Crazy bitches, fun, dude. Oh, speaking of crazy bitches.
Oh, nice transition.
Another crazy bitch, dude.
Whoa, dude.
Britney Spears.
Oh, dude, this video is so good.
Whoa, dude.
Freeing her from this conservatorship was the worst thing that social media has done.
It actually is making me nervous to watch.
Those are fake knives, dude.
That's what she said, but I don't think so, dude.
Well, first of all, yeah, maybe they're fake. Hopefully they're fake.
Whoa.
Not fake.
They're definitely real, and I get worried for that little doggy in the back.
Yeah, dude. That's how she gives him a haircut, dude. What are you talking about?
She looks like a cook in a Chinese restaurant.
This is hibachi? Hibachi grills, dude?
The dog just walking out in the back. Yeah, it's like, pick your lobster, pick your dog.
All right, dude.
Too easy.
That's racist.
¿Quién crees que?
Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden is racist.
Hunter Biden is racist.
Let's just throw that out there.
Hunter Biden, AOC, dude. It's the dream card.
Hell yeah.
That's dope, dude.
I'd vote for that.
I saw that video like remade into a meme like with CGI and shit. And it was like six shooters pointing at her and she walks in through the door and she's like doing all those knife tricks, like deflecting the bullets and shit. And then at the end he just jumps and it's like, it's fucking hilarious. Did you have to see it?
We can edit that out.
Thanks, Nick.
Do whatever, man.
I got that in post.
No, we're doing meme comedy now, dude. That's cool.
Meme comedy's like fucking great, dude. Memes are essential for life, dude.
Yeah. Hell yeah. When you're 16.
That's not true.
Okay, when you're trying to lure
Quit trying to bully a baby, Hunter.
When you're trying to lure a 16-year-old.
All the kids under the age of 15.
Come on up
to the stage.
Can you believe your dad said that, dude?
It's crazy. Well,
come on up to the stage. He said it sexy, you know what
he
I mean?
He did.
Why don't you saunter up to the stage here if you're 15 or younger?
Oh, Hunter.
Yeah. Pop a squat on old President Joe's lap.
All the kids under the age of 15. Come on up here.
This is the closest our legs have ever been.
Dude, when your leg is this bare and I'm squeezing your knee, it feels real weird.
Yeah.
Do you feel weird right now?
No, I'm kind of comfy, actually.
I feel an innate tension.
It's weird because we can't touch you, but you touch us all the time. Pedro spanks you. Yeah. You want to punch him in the face?
Yeah, don't fucking dude.
Remember that? He was about to sock
you
me
really
in the
face. You really don't like when people touch you?
Don't ever touch me.
Dude, we finished up a podcast.
Wow, what a hypocrite.
We finished up a podcast one night, and I go behind him and
it's
smack
not,
his
don't
ass.
Don't touch me. It's that Pedro smacked my ass all of a sudden, and it's not that you can't do that. You can't
he
smack my ass.
He turned around with his fist
but
up,
I'm
and he's like,
I'm going to punch you.
Yeah, I'm ready to punch, dude.
No, I was about to punch you, and then I was like,
"That was crazy! I
can't
believe
Pedro
that."
Like this, because you know, I grew up with cholos like this, and you got to defend yourself.
We do be gangsters sometimes, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Cholos be gangsters sometimes.
Yeah, wow. I'm homo thug, dog. You can't. You know?
You're homo thug.
Yeah, dude.
Just fucking embrace it. It's all good, bro.
Just take an embrace, ass. Embrace take a slap the on the ass
one time, dude.
Yeah, every cholo likes a slap on the ass sometimes.
Gives a little spanking.
It's very manly to get an ass slap from your homie, bro. I promise.
Yeah, you guys are turning me on.
I don't know why, but I should.
That's what I was hoping to do, daddy.
Pornhub are we on, dude? What's going on?
I want to get my allowance
can
for the month.
Can we get to the action? I mean, 30 minutes.
It's a long intro to this porno,
I feel
dude.
Like I'm a patient man, but
you pay for what you get, vatos. You pay for what you get.
No, I think you're right. I think prison culture is gay.
It's all love, fool.
It's all love,
it's
fool.
It's all love, fool. Hey, bitch, that was good.
Cholo love.
I like that.
Cholo love, dude.
I like that.
Again, what fucking, how long into this video are we?
Too long, dude.
Couple of inches or so, dude. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, dude.
I don't know, bro, but I was doubting Trump until he brought up the whales. And then
and the windmills.
Yeah, I mean, now I'm...
Are you sold?
That's all it took.
Trump sold low premium on the whales.
Natural energy blows.
It's very progressive.
Hell yeah, dude.
I was with Trump until the whales, yo. I don't know if I was wrong, but
damn,
until the whales, I said no more.
Trouble in Epstein paradise over here or what?
There's lots of trouble if you make trouble.
Dang.
Oh, damn.
Stitches get stitches, bro.
That's true.
Yeah.
Gang, gang.
King violence.
King violence.
All right, anyways, I don't know if you guys have been caught up to this podcast lately, or our viewers might have missed last week, but
I think I missed last week.
Probably,
but I was here
last week.
We're sports guys now.
We are sports guys.
We've become.
I do remember that.
We fully embraced becoming
I'm
sports
starting
guys.
To get into sports. I don't know about
we
you. Are you
know
getting
sports
into sports?
Guys.
I'm getting into sports,
know,
dude.
We know sports guys.
Yeah, Hunter's
dude,
gacked on
let's
sports.
Let's get some
dude.
Sports. Are you girls into sports?
You guys should have told me you were gay. I would have.
You guys have got to get into fucking sports.
Oh, shit.
You guys, dude, have you heard
just
about
as
sports?
Just as much as you, Vatos, are into sports, if I must say.
I'm into sport, fuck. lucky my homies is safe. Homo thugging. Homo thugging.
Which sports? And what's going on?
I pop my cap in his ass.
I put the hug and thug, dog.
We're sports guys, dude.
Yeah, we're sports guys.
All kinds of sports.
All the sports.
All the sports.
We love women's sports?
Especially Michigan football.
Not sports.
Sports.
I'm a big
women's
fan
sports aren't sports.
Of Michigan football right now.
Okay, so what sports?
We call those hobbies.
I call this a hobby.
Whoa.
It's ladies' playtime.
Goo goo gaga.
Hey, you better watch out, little premier. You might get you might get slapped up like this guy.
Damn.
Oh. Damn.
He got knocked out.
Sports guys.
Sports energy. Sports guys.
Those are definitely those are our buddies, dude. Sports guys.
It's their whole life.
Sports.
Damn, dude. Oh, and he's a Raiders fan, dude.
Yeah. I think the Raiders lost that game, too. Damn, you pushed him down the stairs. That's assault.
What are you, a slinky up with this bitch?
The Raiders fan should be the one fucking the guy up.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you would think so.
By cute new light blue. I didn't even know that.
That's well, those are new cholos, dude. They're like, oh, you know what? I can't get assault for that, dude. You know, yeah, I can't jump in. I can't save you,
that
babe.
That must have been a Proud Boy, dude.
Like, we're Las Vegas now.
Just hit back off, please. Just Proud Boy power. I need you back off.
In 2023, Proud Boy trumps cholo.
I'm so glad I'm a part of that now since I'm a sports guy.
That's what's gay about it, though. All sports energy is just, let's fucking go.
Yeah, dude.
Breaking TVs and stuff.
And it's like built-in tribalism.
For what?
They're like, my side versus your side, motherfucker.
It's that weird obsession, though. Like, everybody's obsessed with something, but though we gotta be obsessed with sports sometimes.
Yeah,
and the Chargers rule.
The Chargers are the fucking best.
Go Chargers, hey!
Chargers, Chargers, Chargers.
That guy slapped the shit out of
the Raiders ever since they moved to Las Vegas, SA.
And they lost the game. I don't know why homie was like bucking up to this Chargers fan.
Yeah,
well, we don't have any prior to like info though. What's the prior to info? Because what if he was like, hey, yo, bitch, you're a pussy little asshole. And then,
yeah, it could have been something like that.
And then they were like, oh, I'm going to punch you in the face.
That's exactly what it was.
You know?
That's probably what it was.
That's what I was thinking. So, I mean, maybe the Chargers.
Obviously,
maybe the Chargers guy is good to go.
He charged him up real good.
If you get to that point, though, in any argument, you're about to throw hands, dude. Like, if nothing, you're a pussy.
This
go
happens
back
every week, though. You see these every week, and it's always some wasted guy fucking with somebody, and then that person's not super wasted,
they're just extra testosterone.
Just fuck him up, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Every people week, go there to do that. Like, I feel like
it's crazy to me the amount of people over 30 that are willing to get into a fight.
That's what I was just gonna say. Insane, fight, I'm like, oh,
I would stick it
you
away
so
from that.
You are so pathetic.
Yeah, like, so hard.
It's like, oh, my childhood trauma. I'm gonna get
it. Yeah, that's what it is, dude. Yeah, it's pent up.
I never accomplished my dream.
I'm gonna pummel your fucking ass.
My dad was never proud of me. That's all it is, dude. This is fucking
same too.
That's why you're a sports guy, dude.
Hunter Biden.
Hunter
that's
Biden's
not,
a sports
that's not
guy.
Nick Gento.
Yeah.
My dad's so proud of me. How could he not be?
I got every
cholo's a
baby.
That's pretty much our life, eh?
Dude, speaking of charged up, have you ever been so charged up about sexual assault?
Fuck yeah, dude, transition. I put the gay in gangster, dude. I sexually assault.
We're sports guys
we're
now.
We're sports guys.
So we're tuned into everything.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What happened this week?
Michigan State football coach Mel Tucker blew a 10-year, $95 million contract because he was jerking it over the phone with a rape survivor.
Damn it!
$95 million?
Yeah, wait,
for 10 years.
Wait.
It's almost a million.
Do you want to see a picture of her?
I'm like...
Well, this is him. First of all, I love the pictures.
So, no, what...
I love the pictures that the media uses to depict...
What's going on exactly?
So, let's just... To clarify, because all we have is the headline, right? So
yeah.
Michigan State has officially fired football coach Mel Tucker.
Yes.
Let's see. Athletic director Alan Haller sent Tucker a termination notice on Wednesday to end the coach's 4-year tenure amid sexual harassment allegations. So Michigan State head coach.
Because he hired some bitch to like come do something
some
for
bitch,
the.
Nice dude.
Well, the.
Dude, you can't do that.
Bad baby.
They hired a bitch
to teach okay, the player they hired, that's a sexually assault.
They hired
well, the sexual harassment allegations include masturbating during a phone call with a rape survivor and activist.
What did she hear?
Nice. So,
you know how many times I've
are
done
you jerking off?
To me telling you that I got forcefully
he's
penetrated.
Getting creative, that's all. Like, I mean, hold on.
Oh, but, dude. That's all. Right that, if you outlets. Search this guy's history, that's all it is. Just, it's like rape porn,
she's
rape
like,
porn.
Yeah,
rape
well,
porn.
I think the quarterback's kind of problematic. He's talking to some of the cheerleaders. He's like, and the
yeah, good sound effects,
that
dude.
Really good.
Yeah. He knows it. He's heard it his whole life.
My dad in the other room, yeah.
What's funny, what's funny is...
So much loose skin.
Even in his 50s.
Shout out J-Bay.
What's funny is how the, is the pictures they use. So this is the picture they use to show you who the head coach is.
That's also the same masturbation face.
He's black, though. What does it matter? It's fine.
So was that's he racist. Helping them with their sexual assault stuff?
No, so he's the coach, and the team hired somebody to teach all the like all the players not
this
sexually
bitch.
Assault, yeah. You know, cheerleader students yeah. and everything.
We have to be taught that now. That's yeah. fucking lit. Yeah, so that's good. That's so good.
Kind of cool. All right.
Damn.
Makes him want to do it more. Go ahead.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you're like, ideas. Hey, in case and you so never thought about sexually assaulting anybody before, here's a giant seminar on it.
Now, I know that you're part of the football team. It's a pretty big deal, and you can kind of take advantage of people, yeah. but you shouldn't do that.
How did he get a hold of the calls, though, is my question.
Like, well, he's the head coach, so they hired this lady to
the
come
lady, the,
and,
the,
and speak.
Oh. Yeah.
They hired this lady to come, and he came.
Those are the allegations.
And he forged a relationship with her, like a, you yes. know, over the phone.
Like a coach should do, dude. A coach should form a relationship with you.
With
but there's a lot.
Sexual
in there.
Harassment,
but there's a line.
Was she like talking to him dirty or anything, or they were just like
no? She was sharing.
She was asking for it.
That's all I was thinking.
She was sharing her rape story because she confided in him so much
to him.
To
that
him,
time,
yeah.
And then he was masturbating that time,
and he was masturbating
oh,
while she was
guy
like,
"Needs to be on yeah. fucking death row."
He's intense, dude.
Has anybody seen my
Pedro
laptop?
Just made that.
That's a total lie.
Pedro just made that up, though.
Oh shit! So what really happened?
I mean,
fucking
could
baby,
have been
shut
what?
The fuck up.
That's no, I'm pretty sure that's kind of what happened, dude.
That could have been kind of what happened. I don't know. He says that
do
it was
do you read the articles you send us?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that he said that it was consensual. His defense is we were having consensual phone sex.
Well, that's going to be any...
What is her statement?
And she says... No,
no it
that,
wasn't.
That dude was jerking off while he was on the phone with me, weirdo. You know, that's yeah. pretty much that's her not, side.
We'll never know the real story.
I mean, is...
The truth is usually somewhere in between.
So you're on his side. He shouldn't have been fired.
Yeah, I mean, unless he was like, yo, bitch, tell me more rape stories. Like,
I'm jerking off.
Fucking give me
off. I'm about to come. You're going to give me
I'm
blue
sure
balls,
it was
bitch.
Casual.
I mean,
she, like,
that's right.
You just call me retarded.
Nice foot drop.
Double foot drop, dude.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's not the best. It's not it's like the most coolest thing ever.
Look, if it was consensual.
Is it more aggressive because he's.
It's a little aggressive, you know, but it's less aggressive. I mean, hey, good for him for keeping it over the phone. I mean,
what are you guys talking about, dude? A lot of rapers are white out there.
I was going to say, I think it's worse. I think it's worse rape, that dude. It wasn't a white man because we can expect that because they're pieces of shit.
It
must have been a woman, and I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
I tell them to shut up.
I say good job for not raping her, you know?
So that's a step
true.
Forward.
I don't think that's. Holy I don't shit. Think it's compared to some things that happen. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like he was minding
jerking
his
off
business.
Over the phone.
He it's wasn't even touching you. You could have just hung up the phone and act like nothing happened.
I just say,
she
yeah,
was asking,
like I feel like some awkward moments have happened in probably both of our lives. And like
I would like to ask
you
her
just
that.
Act like it didn't fucking happen.
Yeah,
okay?
you go. How did you know he was? How did
dude,
you know
I'd
he was masturbating?
Like, dude, this fucking guy.
Exactly.
Unless she's
fucking, yeah. That'd
also,
be a story to tell. Yeah. You know, that'd be a story to tell.
You're like,
start a podcast.
Yeah. Unless you start a podcast about it.
I mean, she could have been telling him her story. Like, hey, you wanna? It's like during the interview, and she's like, "Well, so I was, you know, molested when I was younger," and he's all going to detail.
Let's
he's like,
the phone call.
Explore, elaborate, please.
Hello, at least coach. The man is
and then
listening.
Halfway
bring,
through.
Bring. Hello, head coach.
Hi, this is Brenda Tracy.
I just feel like we're starting to get so close.
You be the coach. You be the coach, Hunter.
What's up, bitch?
Whoa, dude, that's aggressive, man.
Hi, this is a rape survivor and advocate.
Oh, right. I thought you were my wife. I'm sorry.
It's Brenda. No, this is Brenda Tracy.
What's up, Brenda Tracy? Was that with two
C's? We had an appointment scheduled for today.
You got the double C's, Tracy? Or should I hang up this phone?
Double C's? What do you mean? C's get degrees, am I right? Anyway,
head coach.
So, my story begins in childhood. Sir, what are you doing?
No, I'm playing with my kids.
Sir, it sounds like you're masturbating. Are you masturbating right now?
No, of course not. That's crazy.
Yes, I'm masturbating. You got me.
What if he said that? What if he just admitted, like, yeah, but fuck that.
Yeah, you're right.
How did you find out? Like, did he admit to it? Oh, fuck, you got me, bitch.
No.
Do you want pictures, baby?
And this is her. This is Brenda Tracy.
You guys
Tracy.
Have never done a Home Alone sloppy.
What happened was this? They were talking. She's telling a rape story, and I was just like, oh, God. Yeah.
He's all, I'm about to come. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, he just had to, like, somehow.
No, all they got to see from that picture, she looks like a cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
She looks like she a looked, next
she
Tuesday.
Made it up. You think so?
She made it up.
She looks like a nice lady, honestly.
Yeah.
She looks like a lady that would return your cell phone if you forgot it at the coffee shop.
Imagine her with
she
him, dude.
Yes, she does, dude.
She looks like the bitch that would return it and then talk shit about, oh my God, I come. And then this bitch forgot her cell phone at the coffee shop.
She looks like the lady who would call mom if she found it and be like, hey, somebody left this here. So just call, you know, like.
Your dumbass fucking daughter left her motherfucking phone here.
Actually, she kind of looks
like. You should parent her better. That's what she looks like.
She looks like the kind of bitch that would tell on you for jerking off on the phone.
That's true. And she has bangs, so you know she's a slut.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like.
So that's rude. That she even
black people.
Lil Preemie's coming in hot today.
Lil Preemie's hot, dude. Lil Preemie's coming in hot, dude.
Jesus.
As her temperature was the first 2 years of her life.
I was riding 104 all day,
I'm so
dude.
Happy she made it. I'm so happy she survived.
Dude. Tucson, Arizona, pussy shit.
Catch me in the ICU, honks.
I was at the urgent care because my parents didn't care.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Damn, dude. That was deep. Damn, we just gave you your origin story, little premature, dude. Little premature, dude.
In the Tucson urgent care?
Yeah, dude. In Tucson, yeah.
That's where I work now, actually.
Yeah. You have to be kept in, like, pre-boiling water just to...
Yeah.
Pre-boiling water?
Yeah, dude, like in a tube or something.
To keep
the
her.
Boil,
that's
bottom.
How she. That's how she became who she is, dude.
A heated thermometer up her ass. 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, that's dude. How she came about.
How to come?
That's how she came.
Give me a heated thermometer, dude. It's
how to come there. With what's the cousin's name?
Anyway, dude, this guy lost his tenure, dude.
That sucks. So $99 million.
He just signed a 10-year extension 2 years ago for $95 million.
Not even halfway. You can hold off to year five to sexually assault women over the phone.
I bet you that's not the worst thing he's ever jacked off to. So, I mean,
100%.
What do you think the worst thing he's ever jerked off to?
I mean, he's listening to rape victim calls, so. I don't know. People get creative. He clearly gets creative.
He's a voyeur, dude. Yeah, he's a voyeur for sure.
I would say he masturbates to those fucking fat bitches that can't get off the bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because like you can run, but you can't hide, bitch.
You're saying you can't run or you can't hide, bitch. She's like, oh, under the sheets.
You're saying he's a wide in the hotel hallways advocate?
He's trying to.
He's a widen the fat bitch always advocate.
He wants to be, but he knows he can't because of his political, his like whole realm of life. But.
Michigan State, dude. Michigan. What are you going to do without a head
he's
coach?
All, I can't be with a big white woman. It's too.
What's going on?
The
Michigan,
other black
dude?
People won't respect me.
It's such a big story, if you know what I mean.
It's too typical.
Fuck them hoes.
Fuck them.
Whoa, for sure. Little chola, dude.
That's what he says.
Little preemie.
Damn, bro. That's wild.
What? Yeah, that's a good the world of sports, though. Guys. That's the world of sports guys, dude.
I like sports.
Yeah. Sports rule.
Sports
rule. Yeah. All right. Yeah, sports are pretty cool.
I'll try it.
It's full of just alpha
males. We just got to beat each other up and sexually assaulting rape victims.
I mean, come on.
It really makes
rules.
Sense. Yeah. It fucking is dope.
You know where you don't see a lot of fights?
What's Michigan State's, what's the team?
Trojans. No.
I don't think so.
He wasn't using those.
Actually, I think it is. There's it is, like a little helmet.
Spartans. Yeah.
Spartans.
Right. That's what it is. Michigan.
Yeah.
No, it's, yeah.
Spartans would be a good name for a condom, too, I think.
Spartans.
Spartans is what I call my swimmers, dude. Spartan, yeah. Yeah, I was like, here comes Sparta.
I thought you'd call him 300 because that's all you shoot, dude.
I don't know what that means.
I feel like there's something there, dude. Keep working on it, dude. It's kind of off the cuff, dude. I don't know if you noticed. It was kind of off the cuff. I'm working on my off the cuff jokes, dude. I'm 6 months old. What the fuck do you want from me?
Hell yeah, dude. I wish that your dad shot it off the cuff. All right, it was a shot.
Keep working on that one, dude. You're fucking 34 years old.
I wish your dad wore Sparta.
Funny or not?
Pretty good. Call back.
It's a work in progress.
Well,
so, I was scrolling the other day, and I just fell into this algorithm
of people.
like every other day.
Hunter, your laptop.
I fell into this laptop. I actually work at the laundry, man, dude. I found it. That's the algorithm. No, of people.
What the fuck? Yo, you better throw that away,
dude. Throw that away in like a daycare trash can or something, dude.
Cocaine in the White House the other day.
Damn.
I was like, how sick would we do cocaine in the
Are you sure you didn't
office?
Do it all?
I lost the bag.
No, because they found evidence.
They did?
I think so.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
Hunter.
Bad boy.
That was a couple of weeks ago, dude. Hunter's a bad boy.
I'm such a bad boy.
He's a bad fucking boy. That's why I like that vato.
Damn.
He licks me up clean.
Lil Skunk is with you, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Hunter.
What's up?
You're actually a pretty cool fucking guy, bro.
Thanks. I respect that, dog.
But for real, you got any more?
You got any coke?
You guys asked the same question.
Oh, my God.
Lil Preemie is like a spitting image, like a mirror image of Hunter Biden.
If he was Mexican?
Yeah, like
Mexican, a little Preemie. Yeah.
Well, that's Hunter Biden energy right there, dude.
Appreciate that, bro. That's a president's son, man.
Hell yeah.
I fuck with that kind of man.
I don't even know my dad.
I'm all about family, loyalty, fucking profits and shit like that. So
holy
I appreciate
shit,
profits,
she is a Biden.
I appreciate that, man.
That's sick.
Wow.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, dude.
All the kids under the age of 15.
Come on up to the stage. No, saunter on up here, dude.
That's crazy you said that,
dude. Slink up to the stage, you little kids.
Trying to
break out this yayo.
You get some no sugar up in there?
Did you get it? It's so hard. I think you need
like one of those paint can openers, dude.
God said not today.
Smell some paint thinner, dog. Your
head's out. You gotta have some paint thinner, dude.
So tell me about this algo you had, dude.
It's just people hurting themselves. And I don't know if it's bad, but sometimes it causes me to laugh. It's funny, though, sometimes, right? Like when people...
I've seen ridiculousness, yeah.
Ooh.
That's a damn, good, bro.
She said, you're acting ridiculous.
Dude, I'm trying
she to... She said, you're a hack, bitch. I've seen this segment before. It's called ridiculousness, yes. Dude.
All right, this is ridiculous. So who do you think you are, ridiculousness, dude? Welcome.
Is that what the show she's straight as fuck, dude. She's always seen this shit before.
Damn.
Okay, so it's ridiculousness.
Is it funny, dude, or not, dude?
Let's find out. Funny or not.
Trick or treat, dude.
There's a guy up on the top turnbuckle.
Like. Oh!
That was funny.
Oh, dog.
Yo, homie just got introduced to the ring.
Yo!
And he thinks he's a shit jumping back off of that third row.
That video got me like, yo.
homie's going to be walking funny.
Dude, his legs been like ostrich legs.
How about a
it's crazy.
Fucking content warning, my dude?
That was like a fucking bitch baby who fucking jumping up and well, falling dude, down. Jesus.
That was probably the worst one, to be honest. And
if you,
I kind
if
of
you were to
it.
Slow that down, he made like six letters in the alphabet.
With his body,
like
dude.
O-D.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Started with an L off.
For sure.
Yeah.
He signed language.
Because he's a loser, dude.
He signed language some crip shit.
Yeah.
Guess what's up?
Hell, just got jumped in.
I thought it was kind of funny, to be honest. It sucks, dude, because I have injured my leg, not to the extent, but like I've injured my knee and it's bent the wrong way and you can't fucking move for like...
His whole body bent the wrong way.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
How are the rest of it? Is the last one a beheading or
also,
what?
Also, he was...
We might get there. No, this is all on IG, dude. It was just this wild algorithm I fucking fell into.
But he was also a backyard wrestler, so he was bending the wrong way mentally too.
True, yeah.
Nothing was ever calibrated.
Nothing was ever aligned for him.
No, it was...
that was meant to happen. Yeah,
illness is a big word in his life.
Yeah, dude. If only if only his knees were reinforced, dude.
Ooh.
That guy needs his stronger knees.
Oh yeah.
The airlines.
You want to watch it again?
The airlines need to do that for him. No, dude.
Do you want to watch it again, dude?
I actually want to watch it again.
Yeah, can we?
Actually, I want to never watch it again, dude.
You don't want.
Quit being such a baby about this, dude.
No, I'd like to never watch that video again, but here you go.
I love it.
So he gets on the second row, but homie gets introduced. And he's... Boom! Dude.
Oh, my God.
That looked like J-Bay sitting down in a hotel chair.
He must have been a weak bitch before that, though.
Because, homie, like, had weak knees, dude. I think he had weak knees.
The fact that, like, he did that, like, no one would do that. Like, what the fuck?
What do you mean no one would do that?
Nobody else would have bent their fucking knees like that. Yeah, like, come
that's
on,
pussy
dude.
Shit.
Well, he didn't mean to.
Like,
he didn't do it on purpose.
Lack of fucking calcium in his bones. Yeah. They were osteoporosis.
That's typical Cholo, like, knowledge there. He didn't drink enough milk as a kid. His knees
whole
were
milk, motherfuckers gotta get that.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Yeah, not that's what it was.
It wasn't the 500 pounds in his
dude,
gut.
That guy was max
he was not
294.
Even 500. Yeah, dude. He
max
had
294,
osteoporosis.
He's shaped like a pumpkin, dude.
She got Cholo diagnosed.
Every Cholo is a
Cholo diagnosis.
Dude, he just needs some Vicks VapoRub on his knee. And he's
yeah, good, dude. Vicks VapoRub would have done it.
Little garlic.
Little Pedialyte.
All right, next up on funny or traumatizing.
That's a good segment. You gotta well, it'll play again, but they're doing these.
Oh!
And then homie gets a fucking Glock out with an extended mag. So they're doing like
he said,
this
what
drifting.
The fuck,
well, he broke his legs for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, they're drifting in like a big fucking circle of people, which is fucking stupid. A lot of your culture actually does that. It's insane, dude. It baffles me, to be honest.
That one was funny.
Is that and where then, Crip walking came from?
Maybe, dude. Maybe after they got up of getting smacked in the legs,
yeah,
they
the backyard wrestling and everything, just like,
hey, homie, what's that dance move?
In their fucking cast, like 2 weeks after, they're like,
that's probably what it was. That's where it originated.
But I still boogie.
That guy's gonna need a Crip walker.
So there's this like 97 Honda Civic drifting, and he rams into this dude, and then at the end of the video, the dude fucking pulls out a Glock. He's like, he's gonna shoot across this fucking whatever
he's
you call it, this
to
the other
crowd.
People.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Immediate reaction, revenge, bro. Mm,
yeah, I think exactly. he might have gotten knocked out, and he just came to and went, "Whoa!"
I respect that actually.
I respect if that's his go-to.
With all this shit that's gonna go down. He's like, I need this shit out. I just got knocked out. I'm like, don't fuck shit up.
It's just true.
Or maybe he's like, hey, I know I broke my legs. The cops are gonna be here. Yeah. Take my Glock, dude. Maybe he was giving it off to a friend. Maybe he's a woke Cholo, dude.
I'd like to imagine he just...
Nah, no one would call the cops. Come on. No
his that's true. Yeah, I'd be like, hey, you got to drop him off and then just
we'll
speed off, homie.
Drop off and let's go.
Yeah, dude.
Adios.
He just got hit so hard becoming a white school shooter.
Interested.
He's that's like, racist. This feels so natural.
What a day.
Yeah. All right,
happy Halloween, you guys.
Happy Halloween for sure, dude.
Like, yeah, it's a scary...
I love October. It's so fun. It's so warm. So cozy.
It's my fucking season for it.
This is some gay cholas over there, dude. What the hell's going on?
We homo thugging, though.
Yeah, you got all homo thugging.
We bipolar cholas and cholos. That's why we feel and we don't feel.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We feel and we
homos
don't
when
feel.
The cholas.
When we kill, we feel nothing. But when we feel strong.
Damn. I got that tattoo last week.
Everything. Yeah,
somebody's cholo lip in this joint.
Don't fucking yell at that shit.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Next up on funny or traumatizing.
This one is just straight up funny, dude. This guy's an idiot. He obviously sees the obstacles in front of him. Smack the back of his head so hard on that tree.
I love hearing that out. Splash at the end, though. It's
the
hilarious.
Splash at the end is like the cinematic.
Yes. Do you think he drowned?
No, dude.
He might have shot that himself.
Their Scandinavian friends went after him as soon as they saw it. Dude.
I didn't hear any other people. That might be his. He might have leaned his cell phone up against a tree and just recorded his death. This is actually a suicide attempt, dude.
He's
funny
okay, dude. He actually came back with a part two. He's fine. He just talked
like what did he say? What did he say?
That guy just killed himself.
What
did
he say in the part two?
That's another lie.
I'm alive. That's all he's saying.
Did you just call me a friend?
Poor guy, man.
He'll never be the same, but not much different.
No, he comes back as one of those
like, why
people?
Would you stick your legs out that far and like, I don't know.
Probably just like reaction. Just
that was like that Robert Schimmel joke. a man survived like falling hundreds of feet after his parachute failed to open when skydiving. He's like, yeah, but he lived to tell the story. And he goes, oh, yeah, and what a story. Yeah. Nailed it, dude.
You nailed it, dude.
Sounds like guys are making
Little Preemie, dude. Little Preemie on fire tonight.
Around the shimmel shit, dude.
I know something about nails and hammers, bro.
Oh, shit.
What are you saying, dude?
I don't know, bro. I work very hard.
This is another, if you want to not watch it, it's like a...
My dad, Jesus, was a carpenter.
We've got another limb destruction.
Yeah, dude, this one's bad. It's two UFC dudes fighting, and they're going after it. It's in a different language, so we won't be able to...
Dude, if you just tag medical education on Instagram, you could watch anything.
Oh, I know.
Jesus. What's this one? Is this one limbs and shit?
Oh, that one's good, dude. Play that one.
Let's go to this one. Next up on Funny or Traumatizing.
Ridiculousness.
Here's some ridiculousness stolen.
Two of your homegirls were on the side of the highway.
Oh, my God, babe. Are you okay?
And they were, like, pulled over. And then this played again from the beginning.
Are you okay?
Babe.
Oh. This just rogue tire. Comes in and fucking
damn.
First of all, she's riding without long sleeves, without boots, without pants.
But they're cholas, dude.
She's poor.
Well, no, I don't give a fuck though. Like, she's literally on the side of the road when like so a bunch of people get hit for drunk drivers or anything, and yeah. they're so under
rogue,
a bridge too.
Dude, and that's a rogue ass tire. Like it, that tire
it,
comes.
That's what
like,
I mean. Like it's random, but it happens.
It's super fucking random.
It yeah, happens, a dude I worked with. Well, a lady I worked with. Her
just
husband.
Like little Preemie's dad.
Oh, my little super baby. Random. My little baby.
Super random.
You were a magical fool.
J-Bay had no idea that she was pregnant.
First of all, women shouldn't be allowed to drive, let alone, you know.
Hey, vroom, vroom.
Hunter, you going along with that one?
I don't know. I can't drive them high on crack cocaine.
But you lady, still do.
You drive like 150 miles an hour on crack cocaine. We've seen the videos, Hunter, dude. Don't.
Check them out.
Just be cool, dude, all right?
ABC, Fox News, check them out.
Yeah, I worked with a lady who, her husband, like, they were driving, and a tire bounced over the middle lane, or like the median, yeah, and fucking right through the windshield and killed his ass.
Damn. Is this funny or hilarious?
Just watches that shit happens, dude.
No, yeah, it's random, dude.
I've seen multiple videos of tires going loose, and they're, like, the most, like, amazing videos, but then you're like, shit. Yeah. They just got wrecked, but they're fun to watch.
What kind of tire is going loose that we're talking about?
Well, like the big, like there was a one where it's a semi tire and it went into a business and like it fucked the lady up.
Damn.
But then there's one that the baby got saved before the tire came. That was pretty sick.
That's sick.
But, you know, no biggie.
Thank you, Pedro.
You jump back into sports, guys.
Are we back to sports?
Is this a funny or not? Or is
no. That guys? One is sports guys. Is it justified?
Mm.
Oh, I see.
Is what justified?
What happens in the video?
Being a sports guy.
Mm. Being a sports guy, is it justified?
I think that today we justified being a
we
sports
justified
guy.
We justified being a sports guy. True. For sure.
So this
I
will just
be a sports guy now.
You can.
Hell yeah, dude.
You can be a sports vato, dude. I don't know about a sports
being
guy.
Being a sports guy is like being a comedian. You can just say you're one and then. You are.
Yeah,
nobody can,
nobody can take
not.
That. Dude, I'm a sports guy.
It's no big deal.
Let's put a button on sports guys.
All right.
Introduce this clip for us, Pedro.
Okay, so this is, I believe, the Seattle Mariners pitching Woo! Against the Astros. Woo! So earlier in the game, I mean, if you want to just roll the video.
Yeah, okay,
just...
so it's the Mariners pitching against the Astros?
Well, it does. Yeah, let's just play it.
Duh.
Sure so why. Homie is running Chaz to first base and there. He's trying to beat the throw by like smacking the ball out of the dude's glove. And then the next inning,
and McCormick is feeling that.
The pitcher pegs him in the back.
Nice.
Hell yeah, dude.
So the Astros are known for cheating.
He's
too.
A fucking sports guy right there.
Yeah,
he's
a sports
guy. Look at his face. That's a sports guy face, dude.
Oh yeah.
No, that guy's a bitch. But that pitcher's a sports guy.
I need to rewatch that though.
That sports guy rules.
So homie is running to first and he tries to cheat and knock the ball out of the dude's glove.
Okay, let's watch.
Not sure why Chaz was reaching out there.
Okay, got you.
And then the next inning.
Boom, shakalaka.
Damn.
The pitcher. And the Astros are the blue team right there, and the you said they're known for cheating.
No.
Mariners.
Oh, so the red team is known for cheating. Or that
must have been a woman, and I don't listen to women.
I tell them to shut up.
I'm fucking trying.
Yeah, dude.
This is true. I really don't care either way.
You don't care about justifying sports guys.
I wish it was a black guy hitting a
sports
woman.
Guy cares about sports justification. That would be
good. I think it's just assaulting somebody on over a game. I think that's justified.
That's overly justified.
I think whipping an object at them at 95 miles an hour, dude. Definitely
super justified
because of a game.
I don't see the problem with that.
I don't either. And that's been like baseball its whole life. You know, it's
they're on opposing teams. I mean. Do what you gotta do.
That's true. Dude. Lil Preemie? That's a fucking great point, Lil Preemie.
They're on opposing teams.
You gotta fuck shit up, bro.
I mean, black people could vote before they could play baseball. So that's what I like about baseball.
That's a wild ass fact.
That is pretty crazy.
I like that you know that, bro.
I mean,
that's racist.
Oh.
It's because he's racist. When did we start letting these people do something, huh?
Jeez Louise.
Hunter Biden on a roll tonight.
Baseball's gay, though. They're all fat and drunk.
That's not true, dude. That was Babe Ruth. Awesome. I would tune in if it was that.
It's a bunch of fat drunk guys. You don't have to really be that fit for.
Golf.
That's true.
Golf, too.
Yeah. Trump can golf. He sucks.
No, dude, he's actually pretty decent.
Golf
pretty
is
decent.
More entertaining than baseball, though.
Golf's not even a sport. It's just for the men.
Okay, little preemie, let's not get into this right now, all right? Because we're sports guys over here. Okay. All right? You're a sports vato, dude.
Yeah, and if also...
Chill out.
Yeah, also, if these old rich people weren't playing golf, they'd be saying...
All the kids under the age of 15, come on up here.
Yeah, so they need golf.
Let them play golf for 6 hours.
What do you think he's doing at the country club, dude? That's all they're doing.
Let him sexually assault the car girl, dude. Yeah.
That's all they get.
Yeah.
They hired a 7-year-old this year. It's going to be a good one, Jimmy.
This is not really even a thing to end on, but I saw this article. It's just one of those crazy things you see.
Is it sports, dude?
No, sports. We're done with sports. It's one of those crazy things because we make these jokes about Epstein's Island and all shit, but like 220 people, like 3 Disney workers and shit, were just arrested in Florida for a sex trafficking sting.
The sex ring.
220 people. Like, how is this not the biggest thing in the news?
Well, it's hidden, dude. It's covert.
It is a sex trafficking sting. I feel like if it was like a
child.
Yeah, I feel like if it was one of those
things. They missed the child, dude.
It would be bigger. But this is literally just prostitution.
Yeah, they were just fucking taking prostitution.
There is like a few human trafficking victims in
nothing
the whole thing.
Wrong with some Vietnamese man boys.
I guess that's true.
Dude. Thank you, Lil Preemie.
Lil Preemie again with the knowledge. Lil Preemie.
I've never tried one.
Dropping what kind of hammers was it?
We're bringing them to a better place.
Mm-hmm. Nails and hammers.
That's crazy. Like where they were
because
at.
It's better than a mud floor.
Yeah, at least that's what they think. That's what they think when they're coming over.
So 3 Disney workers, a school, and a school athletic director were among 219 people arrested in a Florida human trafficking sting.
The Disney dudes, I can understand. You know, that's in there. It's like a requirement to work
if
there.
You see enough cute kids in a day, you're going to
snag a few. There's underground tunnels in that place.
That's what the that's what the guy said, like the sheriff or whatever. He was like, it wouldn't be a human trafficking sting without a few Disney employees.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Damn, son.
That's scary.
Fucking roasted him.
Yeah. He actually said something about everybody that they got or like the people that they showed in the article.
That it roasted.
He like roasted all of them. No, he like roasted all the people.
Comedy Central roast of the human trafficking sting.
The guy's got a sense of humor is what I'm saying, dude. I'm on board with that, chief.
Yeah, he's just doing this for publicity at this point. He's like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
He's like, let's go after these guys. People seem to care all of a sudden.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Well, they do sometimes. Like that kid in New York they cared about for a day, and they found him. Found her.
Kid in New York?
Yeah, there's like a 9-year-old that was kidnapped from the...
girl?
Yeah. And then they found her like 2 days later in this guy's camper, like his cabinet or something. But he could have just ordered it off of that one website. Who knows? Yeah,
it was just an overstocked delivery, dude.
I had no idea.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Well, that's a real bummer.
I had no idea.
What did we learn today, you guys?
A lot of things.
A lot.
We're sports guys, mostly.
Yeah, dude.
Fat people are demanding.
The value of sports, we certainly learned that. Fat people are demanding.
Trump,
he does care about
whales. Windmills are killing whales. That's also the thing we should remember.
Trump 2024. Just want to say that.
We did learn that.
Cholex for Trump.
Cholex for Trump.
Cholex for Trump.
Cholex for Trump. Okay, you keep changing it every time instead. I was trying to go with your thing.
Well, I got
to
include everybody. Cuckoo gaga, dude. I'm a big baby. We learned
before
that.
Before we roll out, put that in your mouth.
I can't.
Put it in your mouth.
I can't.
Can I put it in my mouth?
Yeah.
You can put that in your mouth.
I can't open my jaw that wide. Big.
With that attitude.
Put that in your fucking mouth.
It's not that
dude,
big.
Open your jaw.
Dude, I can't
but
do this.
Yes, you can.
I'm not going to ridicule
it.
Myself
do
and
it.
Blast
do
it all over
do
the
it.
Internet.
Do it. 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 Do it.
Do it. Do it.
I started gagging.
I have a little mouth.
You have a little mouth.
I'm a little mouth boy.
Where the fuck is my laptop?
More Epas.
See you next week.
If Jesus lived, he probably smoked weed.